Okay, we're now in a public hearing. Those present, Ralph Brown, Tudor Ogden, Scott Johnson, and Steve Wall. It's now, we're in an open public hearing. Is anybody in attendance wishing to speak upon the matter of application for the Community Impact Board on behalf of Central Utah Counseling Center for funds and construction operate mental health treatment facility located here in Richfield? And please state your names for the record.
Nathan Strait, I'm the director at Central Utah.
Okay.
Richard Anderson, I'm the CFO with Central Utah Counseling.
Okay.
And Commissioner, if I could, one of the requirements is for the CIB and the public hearing is that this discussion include the financial impact to the public as user fees, special assessments, or property taxes, and our project will not have any impact at all. There will be no user fees, no special assessments, or no property tax impact at all with this project.
Okay. I'm well aware of what you're trying to accomplish, but do you want to do a brief overview of what we're trying to do down there for the other board members?
You bet. So,
please come forward.
So the building that we currently have there on Main Street.
Copies of the application, if the board would like to see those.
Thank you.
Is it the ones you're going to send to the?
You must have changed it.
I just made those changes that we went back and forth. And I do need some more information from you, those audited financials and such, Mr. Wall.
So the building that we have there on Main Street, it's gotten to a point where our staff is expanding and some of the staff are sharing offices. This makes it very difficult for them to be able to see a client one-on-one. And the building is also, it has one bathroom with two bathrooms on the main floor, but some of the offices for therapy are upstairs and downstairs. There's no elevator. So it makes it very difficult for individuals that are handicapped, which a lot of the folks that we see are handicapped in one way or another, to either get up or down those stairs. And so we are looking at building a new outpatient facility to be able to accommodate both the need of staff, staff space, as well as the needs of the client to be able to get to their clinician's office without having to juggle offices. We found ourselves where clinicians have to go out of their office upstairs or downstairs and go to a main floor office, and they're kicking one of those therapists out of their office. And so we're just juggling office space to be able to meet the needs of our clients. And then we are anticipating, and just with population growth, there is going to be an increased need for mental health therapy in the community. And so we're trying to expand and be able to meet those needs for the future as we are building these facilities.
Included in that is the expansion we've done with also starting an MCOT program, the Mobile Crisis Outreach Team, so we do need some office space for those folks that are covering this area. I will also mention that that building was constructed in 1976, so it's almost as old as model as me. So it's in need of some work. We discussed with our board possibly adding on to it, and then those discussions, which would have included a remodel, which probably would have been the fourth or fifth remodel slash addition to that building. And it was decided that it was probably time to simply move forward with a new structure. I would also bring to mind that part of our idea here is to get us off of Main Street. 100 East is a wonderful road nowadays. And with the grocery store across the street, and we have an entrance exit that intersects with that, and sooner or later we're going to have some issues with that, and if we could get off of Main Street, both for traffic concerns and simply the idea of, you know, if someone's a little hesitant to come in and they have to pull in right there on Main Street where everybody can see them, you know, maybe they won't come in. And if we could be a little more hidden, if you will, for them, we would love to be off of First East instead of Main Street.
So what are you going to do with the old building? Is that going to be
We have no definite plans right now. You know, we did try to work out a deal with Maverick for them to expand their store there. That didn't work out. We were way too far apart on a price. More than likely, we would look at selling that piece of ground. Our development plan that we have thus far works from the center of the block east, but not doesn't include where our current building sits.
Yes. All right. Just kind of wondered.
And a remodel does not address any of our main concerns with the elevations and getting off Main Street and the age of the building and everything. So it was the best route.
And as the board knows, may or may not know, we have purchased three additional properties there on that block to enable the construction of a property-sized building that will meet our needs now and, you know, in years down the road. And so we have, you know, as we go to the board, Commissioner Ogden, you know, that's one of our pushes here is that, you know, we've made a pretty significant contribution to the tune of about $800,000 in other properties to help this project move forward.
Yeah, make sure you have that in your you have that in your application as well.
It is not specifically when I
application in kind. You probably should put that in there.
Okay, that was a little confusing on that because the numbers didn't work out with that. I will make sure that that's addressed somewhere in there. When I talked with Brenda Brown, she said I shouldn't have it in the way I did, but she said I should include that in the narrative.
Okay, that would work. Yeah, just so it's in there somewhere that you've got that much in the application.
As part of the plan too is to expand our residential facility. So right now we have 8 beds there, and we built that years ago.
That was built in.
I remember when that
2015.
Yeah.
So 6 years ago, and within months of us opening that facility, it was full. There was enough of a need in the community that it immediately filled up, and those clients have been incredibly stable in the community, and we see a need to be able to
expand
that as well. So we will be making a 16-bed facility along with this expansion that we're talking about.
And that's the largest facility we can operate is a 16-bed. Our licensing would not cover any more, so that would be as big as we'd be able to go.
This facility also services Paiute Wayne as well. Yes. That's where they'd be here. So
Commissioner Arden, I had a question. When we fill this out with the populations, because we're applying a severe county MBA, do I include populations for those other two counties or do I not?
Well, you probably have to just put that in the narrative that you're doing the whole, you know, the whole area.
And the reality is it also can help. If we're full in Santee County and we have 16 beds here, it's going to help all six counties.
Yeah,
for sure. We've got an individual in the state hospital right now that was just decertified. And so they're, in essence, saying he doesn't meet criteria to stay in the state hospital. But right now, all of our residential facilities are about maxed out. And so we've got to scramble and try and find a place for this individual there. And this would help in that situation. The individual's from Santee County, but would definitely be able to be served in another county if there was not a bed available.
I've got another question for you. Where are this recovery money? They're putting a lot of emphasis on that. For mental health and things of that nature, are you going to reach out at all to try to get some of that as well, some to funding to help fund this?
Are you specifically talking COVID?
No, well, it's the recovery money now.
It's called rescue
money.
It's COVID money.
It's COVID money, but in a different form now. They're calling it recovery, American recovery money.
The ARPA.
Fund. ARPA.
I believe that we're actually excluded from the ARPA funds and the limitations on that. As I've looked at what those funds are used for, I'm not sure that we qualify
for those?
There were certain, throughout this the entire COVID process, there were certain mm-hmm. pots of money that, yes, we were eligible for, and certain ones that we were not. We did receive $200,000 to remodel some rooms at our Nephi residential, and those rooms were specifically set aside as isolation rooms. If we had clients that needed to be isolated, those rooms were remodeled with that money, and that's what they're assigned for. And so, but Nate is correct. Some of these funds we're not eligible for as a community mental health center.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Any other questions? Seeing no other people in the congregation or the audience, I should say. Go ahead, have a motion to close the meeting.
Just go
close the public hearing.